Happy Sabbath, everyone. Yes? Good. How was your summer so far? Yeah, hot? Well, well, you know, God creates four seasons, you know, then you got to experience the hot before you experience better season. So, John, that's why you're coming back to California from East Coast, right? Here we only have one day of winter. Over there, you probably have 6 months of winter. Well, I used to live in Michigan. I know how it's like. 6 months. How many people in Michigan or live in Michigan? Well, you have never been there, right? Or have visited? 6 months. Can you imagine that the snow is not melt for 6 months? That's meant how cold it is. So, but it's a very good place that you're able to enjoy the scenery and spend time with God, you know? So you can find God in every season. I want to share with you the day that Samuel come back Tuesday. That's the same day I will fly off to Philippines. And so please pray for me. I'm still to try to find my way around where to go. I know I have to take the plane. I know I have to take the bus. I need to take a Honda, go to a ferry, hop from one island to another. And I try to text people, can I meet you somewhere? Can you show me around? So I'm glad that we have GPS, and there's GPS over there. So I'm ready to get my SIM card and got to get my way around. But that's an adventure, right? Young people like adventure, right? You want to drop off somewhere, and you just, on your own, find your way around. And so at least I'm going to take my son along. I don't know if he take care of me. I'm take care of him. But I was 15. And so it's a good adventure. People say, why did you take Joseph with you? So young. It's cost money. I said, you know, it cost money $1,000 to fly over there, but it's a good lesson. You're going to pay something $1,000 to change a character of a person, right? It takes a lot of thinking, and in situation you will learn so much. And I couldn't wait that God will pour his blessing upon me and my son to go on this trip. This morning I want to share with you the title, Depths of Humiliation. Before we start, please pray. God, we're going to look at these Bible texts. Take hold of our heart and open our spiritual eyes that we're able to see through the lens of your will, that we can see your life and your death, that we're craving to live just like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What does it mean, death of humiliation? Some years ago, I was able to witness a man in South Bend, Indiana. I helped him, give him Bible study. And once he accepted Christ, he shared me more how his life in Vietnam. He was forced to join to an army. He moved into a different rank. And he was adopted into a very high rank in the army. Well, they chose him to those people do parachute come down. You know, why do we need a group of men who parachute down to a different area of the enemy territory? I don't know, some of you know that. My age time, we think about wars, okay? Probably yours too, right? Some young people may not. But you cannot find an army by take a ship there. You cannot put an army going to there. Some place you cannot go. You cannot bomb to the whole place because there are some innocent people. You have to send some people down in parachute to go into the enemy line and find out who's there and release some people in the prison. All right? Some of you saw some of that movie. And so this man, is his job to go in there with those 12 men, go in there and try to find where the prison and release all these people. Do you think that's dangerous? Yeah, it's a very dangerous work. And many people go in there, they probably die or capture. And here it is, our Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ about parachute down 2,000 years ago into this army territory. And the devil has been waiting for that. The devil wait for a long time. And the very day that God incarnated into this world, the devil's right there to kill every innocent boy 2 years or younger in Bethlehem. And everywhere Jesus went, the devil behind him. Behind him until he died on the cross. I want to share with you and take you through some of the idea what's mean by death humiliation. I want you to think about what Christ went through. And it's not went through that just for to save us, it's to teach us a lesson. To teach us a lesson. Now, when in heaven, Jesus Christ was there, war broke out, and Lucifer and his men fight with Jesus Christ and his men. And Lucifer lost the fight, and one third of angels were cast out on this earth. You can see that book, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon who cast out that serpent of old, called the devil, the Satan, who deceived the whole world. He came to this world to who? To do what? To deceive the whole world, including you and I. He was cast to this earth, and his angel was cast out with him. And every single day since the beginning of this earth history is behind every human being. I can witness to that. And so Jesus have a solution. He decided to come to this earth. Now, I don't know if you think about it. You know, sometimes we read the Bible study so simple. Oh, he's come. Just think about it. If you live in a mansion, and so you go out there to stay with the homeless people in L.A., are you willing to do that? Yeah, maybe you do for a day. No, go there and live with them for the rest of your life. And there's no support from your clean, kingly father. That's it. That's humiliation. You were cast into a place. You were cast into a place. I don't know any one of us want to do that. And so God take a step down. Jesus come down from heaven to this very earth, become a man. You know what became a man? Just like someone asked you, hey, John, are you willing that I can transfer you, become an ant, and forever stay an ant? Man, I don't want to do that. And so that's what it is. You got to understand that God willing to come down and stay there to help us. Now, when he come to this, I was just thinking about the guy in the army and tried to parachute down to rescue the prisoner. Do you think when the prisoner saw that, are they happy? When General MacArthur sent a man to parachute, come down to the Philippines to rescue the people, do you think the whole prisoner are happy? Yes, they were excited. That's an army airplane. That's a United States airplane. They rush to it, and they want to be escaped. Guess what? Jesus parachuted down to this very earth. What happened? Go with me in the book of John. And John opened a very first chapter to explain God's love. It's very different other four gospel. And John tried to point out to us. This man come to this world like a light. And verse 9 of chapter 1, that was true light that give light to every man come to this world. That's a rescuer, someone come to free us, come to this world to help us to see light because we live in darkness. And guess what? Verse 9 and 10, he was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. Just guys, someone tried to rescue you, and you said, no, I don't want to. I don't know you.
go away. He took all his life coming and rescue you and say, no, reject his gift. Why is that? Because you and I live into the world that we couldn't distinguish between what right and wrong. Oh, people say, Pastor Van, what do you mean couldn't distinguish right and wrong? Well, go with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. And once you read this text, can think about the society that we live in today. Woe, those who call evil good and good evil. Can you think of any time that people call evil is good and good is evil? Who will put darkness? Who will put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? That means God tried to tell us this world is go different from what the kingdom of God had been planned. God created Adam and Eve. God created each one of us. This is holy and this is unholy. But now we decided, God, no, no, no. This you call unholy is holy. And this what you call holy is unholy. Think about diet. Think about food. What is healthy? People say, no, it's unhealthy. No good. Didn't taste good. Apple, orange, broccoli, yuck. No, I want candy. I want a soda. Right? Everyone's different. It's change. And so if you live different, they say, no, you're wrong. What about light and darkness? People enjoy in darkness than in light. Do you know that many young people, I'm not sure, maybe older people too, by midnight they say, the night's too young. When I was young, you know, when I was partying, it's too young. The party just gets started. I don't know about you, I drove by Las Vegas and I tried to find some food in the morning and lunchtime, and I come to noontime to find some buffet. I heard it was one of the best buffet. I couldn't find people. I said, where's the people in the city? Oh, you don't know that? They're sleeping right now. Come back at midnight and you see this city will become alive. You understand? People want to live in darkness. And so everything here is opposite. And so when God come here, people couldn't understand. People couldn't understand. So all 4,000 years before Christ come, the people's mind is so corrupt, so chained, and they couldn't recognize Jesus coming. Even religious leader couldn't recognize. How can a king of kings, lords of lords come in this world, born in a manger? How is that? You see, we need to change our mind. We need to think about it. And God showed it through humiliation. Humiliation. But beyond that, God showed us the character that God wanted to build within us. Okay, before I go in detail, I want to explain to you more that I don't mean to say everything is negative here, but a lot of things happen to this world. It's so different. The more you read the Bible, what the Jesus Christ life is different from today's life. People today want to be a winner. How do you win? Get in first place. You know, I remember I was a runner, maybe a temporary runner. Tim, were you a runner? You got a trophy when you were young? Yeah, you had a lot of trophy, I'm sure. I didn't see that at home. But anyway, when I was a runner, and I got a trophy, I feel proud. I didn't get first place, but I get second place. I stand up there proud among all the students. Yeah. See, we live with that in mentality. We want to be number one. No one want to be number two. We want to be first, not last. So all these thinking that we've been grew up, we have to be first. We have to be winner. We have to gain, not lose. We have to be wealthy, not poor. We have to be rich. We have to be everything, right? From school, from little kid grow up, that's what we've been trained, right? Those who go into stock market study, well, how can I win? How can I make most money? Those in real estate, how can I buy a home that gain? Everything, we look for that. I'm not saying they're bad, but somehow our mentality, we want one more and more and more and more. We never learn humiliation. And somehow the disciple of Jesus Christ, when he come on this earth, something's different. Okay, before I talk about disciple, right, I'm talking about Jesus. He have won the battle, right? If you win the battle, you know who's your enemy, right? Jesus know who Lucifer, right? You will never forget your enemy. He come to this earth. Guess what? After 40 days of fasting, he about go back to his city, try to select his disciple. Do you know who he meet? First one he meet is what? Lucifer. And Lucifer take him a long road and humiliate him. Humiliate Jesus Christ. You know, if you, the king, turn this rock into bread, that's humiliating. I am the royal king. What do you mean, if I'm the king? And if you bow down to me, you have to win the world. No, this is my world. I created. And so all those three strong humiliation that the devil put on Jesus. And Jesus tests all three temptations. So I want you to understand about how much Jesus have to went through. He was a king of kings. He came on this earth. He had beat Lucifer, and Lucifer humiliated him, and he not even opened his mouth. He prepared to come down here. You know, when he came down this earth, the angels couldn't believe it. How could that be? I mean, can you imagine when the Lucifer tried to humiliate Jesus Christ, the devil just around to pull out the sword, try to kill Lucifer. You know, just think about the spiritual realm. Just hold on. No. This is my battle. You guys stay up there. You know, I'm going to take care of this on this earth. Yeah, some of you don't understand what is going through Jesus' mind. And now after he selected 12, a wonderful 12. But it's not so. He selected the best of the best. And how does it turn out? He have taught them for 3.5 years. And so many lessons, and I want to focus on the lesson that is different from the world. Here it is. We want to be first. Disciple Jesus Christ want to be next to God. God, can I be on your right hand and left hand in your universe? Wow. Wow. What does that mean? I want to be first among other disciples. When I talk to Peter would say, Jesus, I'm different from other 11. They might leave you during a time of persecution. I will never leave you. I'm a very strong spiritual. I am the person who started your church. Remember you told me, build my church upon this? I'm the one. Thank you, God, you collect me. I'm the one. You see, the mindset of the disciple still wanted to be first. But God said, if you want to be first, you have to be last. See, some of the mindset we're still thinking of today, we want to be first. God, if you want to be a leader, you have to be a servant. I remember I went to a grocery store. I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time, you know. People like to stroll in grocery store, try to find what food is this, what's on sale. I'm going there and get it and go out. Okay, I have a thousand things other things to do. When I go out, I see a long line in Costco big, and somehow early morning I want to beat the traffic, and they open one line. I used to wait in line, and I saw another one line open. I run over there. I want to get out, but what happened? I'm still thinking I want to be first. Why? I wasn't rushed for anything? No. Just want to be first. Just imagine if you wait in line and the lady say, go ahead, sir. And that person, go ahead, sir, you first. And the older man come, sir, go ahead. And the woman on the king, sir, you can go ahead. How do I feel? Oh, man, what is this? Then I have to learn how to act like them. No, ma'am, you go first. Can I help you? You see, you need to learn to change the attitude. Sadly to say, I'm come from Vietnam. And some of you may be born here. Some of you may not understand this, but some of you probably might understand because you see other immigrants will come to this country. Immigrants, very good. They love this country. But the society here is a little different. I was playing on LAX when I come in here. And when someone give me a piece of candy, wow, it's wonderful. I never have that candy. I open the wrap. I open the door. I throw the piece of trash out the window. That's normal to me. But it's not abnormal here in the United States. And the police stop by to that sponsor family, take me home. Oh, do you know what you do? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This little kid just came from Vietnam. He didn't know anything. You know what I'm talking about? You're different. Now, I live here 20 years. For a while, I learned how to throw things in the trash, how to behave myself, because other people like that. I took a trip to Vietnam. I drove around, and I saw a young lady eat mango. You know, they cut the mango, they eat, and she throw the mango peel out on the street. And I saw the trash can next to her. She did not throw in the trash can. I said, lady, why didn't you throw it in the trash can? Oh, no, we don't do that here. Trash can's over there. We just throw it on the street. Let other people to clean up. I said, what? You see, we need to change. God come to this world. He need to create an atmosphere that you need to be changed, ready for heaven. Because we're not ready for heaven. We're going there. We are lost. Wow. I want to be first, but no one here. Everyone's standing in line back there. I need to step back. You see, we need to change. And so God wants to show us, not come to this earth to die for us, but he show us how to live. How to live right. And so that's why when we live right, we will be humiliated in this world. They will look down to you. Because they look down to Jesus. Do you know there's no royal road to heaven? Not everything's beautiful and go to heaven. You got to go through. You got to go through all these hardships. So this is what happened. So God's come to this world is so different. When God healed the 10 people, expect 10 people to come back to say thank you. Only one person. That's abnormal to heavenly kingdom, right? And so those who live in America, by the way, if you go overseas, if they don't say thank you to you, that's normal over there, because some of them have not learned how to do that. We gotta learn. So if they don't know how to learn, they come here, they have to learn. Likewise, we have to learn what kingdom heaven is all about. Here's the text I want to share with you. The purpose of Jesus come down to this earth. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. I want to read the last part of verse 14. That though death, he might destroy him who had power of death. That is the devil. That through death, he might destroy him. Okay? There's a couple of words, he and him here. Through Christ's death, that Jesus might destroy the power of death. Who controls death in this earth? Lucifer, right? You fight for your life today. When people have cancer, what do? You fight your cancer, right? You fight for cancer. You fight for heart attack. You know, years ago, my wife kept saying this. You know, I should appreciate a year ago, God rescued me. Okay? I could have died. I give a Bible study, and I would just drop down. I so sweat, and my heart is beat so fast. If it's so fast, it could jump out. I mean, like 200, 300 beat per minute. It's so fast. I have atrial fibrillation and atrial fib. Some of you might know that. And so I go through that, and the Lord saved me. And so who is controlling this? I fight for my life, right? In order to fight for death, Jesus have to die. Jesus have to die for it. We can conquer death. No anyone, no warrior, no captain, no colonel in this world can conquer death. Just think about death as a big army right there. Couldn't conquer it. Jesus have to conquer and require his death in order to conquer the king of death in this world. So he decided to come to this earth. He have to teach us how to live the kingdom of God, but also he's going to teach us through his life. Number one, he went down to this world very humble, humiliated, come to his own territory, come to his own people, and people rejected him. He come to his own, but his own not recognize him or accept him. It's sad. It's hurt. And guess what? He come to his own world. And guess what? He was hunted. Do you know what I mean by hunted mean? I usually live in Rocky Mountain. You know Rocky Mountain? In some place people go hunter, you know? I don't know. I'm scared when they say sign word hunter. Well, I don't want to stay around there. You know, I don't want to get missed by some wrong person shooting. And so you know when they hunt down an animal, a deer or something like that, you know, they chase down. And I just thought about it. Jesus would chase around in this world. Right? What? I created him and he killed me. He chased me down. You understand? He'd have to run for his life. He moved one place to another because he wanted to live a few more years to finish his work. Do you know what it's like to be humiliated? To get hunted down? You remember David was hunted down by his own people, King Saul? Humiliated. So Jesus not only come to this world not accept him, but this world tried to chase him, to kill him. That's another step down and down and down. Ellen White said this. He steps still lower and lower. The man must humble himself as a man to bear insult, reproach, shameful accusation, and abuse. There seemed to be no safe place for him in his own territory. Oh, couldn't believe it. He had to flee from place to place for his life. Have any of you realized? What's it like to experience that? He was betrayed by one of his disciples. You ever been betrayed by your brother and sister? He was denied by one of his most zealous followers. He was mocked. He was crowned with a crown of thorns, humiliated. He's supposed to have a crown of kings of king of the universe. Here it is. They pinned him down and put that crown of thorn in his head. Yeah, you king. Yeah, that's what you're going to receive. It's hurt. But did he open his mouth? He was scourged. He was forced to bear the burden of the cross. You know what the cross? For those who feel a killer, third-degree murder. Did Jesus commit murder? But he put it on the cross, just like a murderer. Right in the center. Right in the center of all the cross. You in the center, that means you are the most. You are the one who needs to be crucified. You know how Jesus was crucified? They strip out all his clothes away from him. Is it humiliating? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told some men I give Bible study, you know, and say, oh, when I was in Vietnam, I was under communists. They stripped everything away from me, just a short. Humiliate. Well, my friend, your Jesus has stripped away everything. In Isaiah chapter 53, this is a chapter we're supposed to memorize, you know, then. Verse 4, surely he was born our grief and carry our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. You know, that's what happened to the Pharisee. You know, those who got poor, got stricken. Oh, yeah, they must be from the devil. Oh, the Lord maybe don't like you. No. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Verse 5. That chastisement of our peace was upon him. And he, by his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Verse 6, we have turned to everyone his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Every sin, your sin and my sin, is on Jesus. And when he in front of Pilate, what happened? Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. You know what we mean, open not his mouth? Has everyone ever tried to scream at you and you scream back? Yeah. I mean, if not everyone. If I accidentally hammer down a nail and hit my thumb, guess what? I'm going to call out. I'm upset. It's a hurt. How hurt did Jesus feel? How hurt? Can you give them any? They strip, they whip him, the skin of his body's pull out. That the blood just streaming out, you know, just the blood just streaming out. And he not open his mouth. Humiliated. And so what happened when he died on the cross? The religious leader probably said, well, I win the battle. I destroy that man. The devil thought they probably would win the battle, but no. Jesus won the battle. Remember Hebrews chapter 2? We talk about he only won the prince of darkness through his death. Conquered death. No one else could. Now, once he conquered death, when a warrior conquer in the battle, when he come home, guess what? Everyone shout out, yeah, that's right. Uplift him. Give him a ring, whatever. We shout out, right? Throw a ring, big party. Guess what? That's a human mind. When we win the battle, we're all that. But when God win the battle, what happened? What do you hear? Do you hear the whole heaven cheer? You probably, the disciples didn't hear that. For 40 days. Until Jesus caught up in heaven. When Jesus go in heaven, is it the devil? The angel come down and take him up? Maybe it was only two angels that said, yeah, he left and he come back the same way. But there's no great reception calling, yes. And that's why I say this. Even he win the battle. Even he caught up in heaven. He won things stay low. Because he won that humility, humbleness, just like his character. Sometimes when we win, I got it, right? No, Jesus is different. He stay low, he's humble. That taught me a lot of lesson. A good lesson that we need to learn. Jesus come down here to help us, to help all the disciples, including you and I, that we need to change before we reach heaven. Not to change to say that we know all the Ten Commandments, not to change that we know what is right. It's more than that. It's our character. Are we willing to go lower and lower and lower, just like Jesus, to reach every man and woman? Or are we just like his disciple? They come in here, join the church for themselves. Or we join Jesus' grand king is to save the human race. Sometimes I have to learn how to be a servant. How to stay lower and lower like Jesus to help others. Maybe we have to go out of our comfort zone to see something that we can help other people than just helping ourselves. Maybe we have to learn how to give. If you want to receive more, you got to give more. I don't think it's hard. We just imitate our Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I have won the world, and you also will win the world. Jesus said, I can do it, so do you. You can do it. Though the world will hate you, but you have overcome. Nothing in this world will take you away from God. You might do many wonderful things to other people, but they're not appreciated. But our God in heaven will know. We step lower to our mankind to reach out to them. They might reject you, scorn at you, but you know what? Our Jesus knows. He went through and said, you, my son and daughter, you will go through. My friend, that's what heaven is all about. I want to be like Jesus. I want to meditate on his life and his death. It's what a wondrous love. He loved us so much to come down this earth to show us that, to demonstrate that to us. We can talk all about it, but not until we live it that we really understand why Jesus came down for us. And that's the depth of humiliation. May God bless you.